Individual advocacy. A key focus of PWDA's strategic plan is to remain client-centric, ensuring we consistently deliver high-quality individual advocacy services while expanding our reach. In alignment with the National Standards for Disability Services, NSDS, we have continued to uphold best practices. No non-conformities were reported in our NSDS audit, reflecting our commitment to excellence across all individual advocacy programs. This year, we have utilized new technology to improve service delivery, reduce waiting times, and enhancing our response capabilities. By refining our workflows, we can now reach clients more efficiently, ensuring that people with disability at highest risk, especially those in closed settings, receive the free and independent support they need. We have experienced significant growth in client numbers this year following the Disability Royal Commission and as people with disability grapple with the changing NDIS landscape. PWDA has become a trusted source of information and expertise, not only for people with disability, but also for government at all levels. This year, our individual advocacy approach has adapted so we can serve clients where and how they want to receive support. This has seen us reduce our physical footprint while placing advocates in the field more frequently, particularly in regional and remote areas where services and supports are often thin on the ground. We have also delivered more remote support, as evidenced by the growth in phone inquiries to our information and referral service and the Disability Housing Information Line. Supported by trauma-informed first responders, we have enhanced our technological infrastructure to provide quicker responses and ensure warm transfers, helping clients receive real-time assistance. Throughout the year, we maintained all funding agreements, which ensures we can continue to deliver on our strategic priority of assisting people with disability in greatest need. PWDA's strategic plan directs our efforts in advocacy, and our individual advocacy services have been tasked with expanding their reach. This includes advocacy for students with disability and individuals in closed settings such as prisons. Our impact is visible through initiatives like the Engage In project and the growing client number for the Disability Advocacy Futures Programme Education Service. Beyond providing one-on-one support, PWDA's individual advocates play a critical role in shaping our systemic advocacy. They highlight the challenges faced by people with disability and contribute to practical solutions that drive systemic change, ensuring our advocacy is informed by lived experience. Through training in self-advocacy and collaboration with sector partners, we continue to build capacity across the community, empowering people with disability to protect and uphold their rights. National Disability Advocacy Programme. PWDA supported 698 individual cases of advocacy, up from 535 the previous year, under the National Disability Advocacy Programme, NDAP, in New South Wales and Queensland. Funded by the Australian Government Department of Social Services, DSS, the NDAP empowers individuals by helping them understand and uphold their rights and access necessary support and services. This year, PWDA continued to provide individual advocacy support to people with disability in Queensland and New South Wales, assisting with a wide range of serious issues and empowering clients to self-advocate. In New South Wales, NDAP services are available in both regional and metropolitan areas, including Sydney, Southern Tablelands, Wagga Wagga, and remote services across the state. In Queensland, NDAP supports a wide range of regions, including Hervey Bay, Port Douglas, Daintree, the Sunshine Coast, Bundaberg, Maryborough, Logan Bow Desert, and Outback Queensland. PWDA advocates play an important role in addressing human rights violations and providing education on rights, accessibility and inclusion. This year, advocates commonly supported clients with a range of housing issues, such as accessibility, tenancy and homelessness, as well as guardianship and legal matters, child safety concerns, and discrimination in employment and services. In addition, they continue to support their clients in addressing issues with NDIS-funded service providers and resolving issues with their NDIS plan. PWDA advocates are also the first go-to for our systemic advocacy team, ensuring we reflect the voice and lived experience of our clients in our submissions and policy work. Client testimonial. Quote, "My PWDA advocate couldn't have been more helpful, informative and supportive. I rang various agencies to try and get assistance with this matter. After months of searching, I found PWDA. My advocate communicated succinctly and respectfully and understood what I wanted and helped me navigate what appeared to be a daunting process." End quote. Client testimonial. Quote, "My advocate was amazing. Their knowledge and expertise and ongoing support with a very complex and complicated case that had many layers was next level. They never gave up on us, always had support for us. We won't know the endless hours they spent chasing the NDIS-NDIA on behalf of our daughter. We are truly grateful for every second they helped us. We are pleased to have our prayers answered and see our daughter get the equipment she needs to function at school, work, and in the community." End quote. PWDA acknowledges the funding provided by the Department of Social Services that makes PWDA's NDAP service possible. National Disability Insurance Scheme Appeals Program. PWDA supported 285 individual cases of advocacy under the National Disability Insurance Scheme's Appeals Program, NDIS Appeals Program. Funded by the Australian Government Department of Social Services, DSS, the NDIS Appeals Program provides critical support to people seeking a decision review through the Administrative Appeals Tribunal, AAT. This year, PWDA continued to experience a high demand for individual advocacy support to navigate the NDIS and AAT appeals processes. Concurrently, the time taken to resolve cases increased this year for a range of reasons, including high demand at the AAT and the complexity of matters. Common issues clients sought our advocacy for included appealing NDIA decisions on access, reductions in funds, and changes in circumstances to ensure adequate funding and access to reasonable and necessary supports. This included supported independent living, SIL, and NDIS core supports. Some cases can remain open for up to 3 years due to their complexity, with PWDA advocates providing continuous support. This includes explaining the review process, assisting with document preparation, advising on evidence, and attending AAT conferences alongside clients. The program also aims to build clients' skills and confidence, empowering them to advocate for themselves more effectively in the future. In response to the ongoing need for understanding of the AAT appeals process, PWDA developed advocacy sessions to help guide individuals and their families through the process, with a strong focus on self-advocacy. This initiative has been particularly beneficial for those unable to secure ongoing advocacy assistance. Client testimonial. Quote, "My advocate went above and beyond to help me in the many situations and challenges we have faced together. With them, I felt confident, certain, and hopeful. I believed that they had my best interests at heart, and this was proven time and time again, to the point where I was able to relax and depend on that they would handle matters for me to my advantage. Without them, I would have drowned in the quagmire that is our appeals system." End quote. On the 28th of May 2024, the Australian Parliament passed legislation to abolish the Administrative Appeals Tribunal, AAT, and replace it with a new body called the Administrative Review Tribunal, ART. It will begin operating on the 14th of October 2024. PWDA shared insights and experiences from the AAT process throughout the development of the new ART. PWDA will continue to support all cases currently being assisted under the NDIS Appeals Program. When the ART is established, any remaining cases will be transitioned to the new tribunal. For clients who have already applied to the AAT, PWDA will ensure ongoing support throughout this transition. Client testimonial. Quote, I usually have a hard time trusting people, especially with having my best interests at heart and not dealing with me as an individual and not just a number. Instead of this, I knew I could trust my advocate straight away and that they would help me, which they did. They explained everything I was confused about and helped me to calm down and understand when I became frustrated with the process. I can't thank them enough for all they did and their help. End quote. PWDA acknowledges the support provided by Legal Aid Queensland and Legal Aid New South Wales to clients of our NDIS Appeals Program, and acknowledges the funding provided by the Australian Government's Department of Social Services to operate the program. Queensland Disability Advocacy Program, QDAP. PWDA supported 122 individual cases of advocacy under the Queensland Disability Advocacy Program, QDAP. Funded by the Queensland Government Department of Seniors, Disability Services, and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnerships, QDAP provides individual advocacy services to people in Noosa, the Sunshine Coast, Gympie, and surrounding areas. The program helps individuals make informed decisions, build self-advocacy capacity, ensure fundamental needs are met, and provides referrals to legal assistance and disability support services. This year, PWDA supported clients with a range of matters, including access to the NDIS, healthcare and other services, housing and tenancy, child safety, legal issues and experiences of abuse, neglect, violence and discrimination. PWDA advocates attended a range of community meetings and interagencies. This included participating in and contributing to monthly Queensland Independent Disability Advocacy Network and Queensland Advocacy for Inclusion activities. In Gympie, PWDA advocate Sean Connolly initiated and hosted a monthly community group called the Queensland Disability Network, which was made up of and led by people with disability. This is just one example of the high-quality service we offer and the innovative and clever ways our teams provide advocacy support. PWDA was proud to learn Sean was named Gympie's 2024 Citizen of the Year in recognition of his advocacy work and contributions to the community. Client testimonial. Quote, when my NDIS plan was cut significantly, I did not want to live or know how I would survive. I had lost my sight, my hope, and did not think I could carry on. I contacted PWDA and about a week later, my advocate walked through my door. From the moment he shook my hand, my troubles melted away. He was calm, listened intently, understood my concerns, and although he made no promises, he completed my what he called intake and then he lodged an AAT appeal on the spot. He then went into battle against the NDIA and won me everything I lost. He was like a guardian angel who was sent to me to save me after losing my sight and my partner. Now I can stay in my home with the support I need. End quote. PWDA acknowledges the QDAP funding provided by the Queensland Government Department of Seniors, Disability Services and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnerships. Image. PWDA staff member Sean Connolly with his Gympie 2024 Citizen of the Year Award. Disability Advocacy Futures Programme. PWDA supported 264 individual cases of advocacy under the Disability Advocacy Futures Programme, DAFP. Funded by the New South Wales Government Department of Communities and Justice, DCJ, PWDA provides DAFP individual advocacy services across the Sydney, southeastern Sydney and southwestern Sydney local health districts. The DAFP assists people with disability to access and address any issues with services and supports directly funded or provided by the New South Wales Government. Through the DAFP, PWDA offers advocacy assistance and information to clients facing complex issues, providing guidance and referrals and engaging in community outreach activities to raise awareness of the program. The program also focuses on supporting residents of assisted boarding houses within the targeted local health districts. This year, the program experienced significant growth, with a 30% increase in the number of clients supported compared to the previous year. Inquiries to the program also increased by 40%, reflecting the community's growing awareness of the individual advocacy support available from PWDA. Housing-related issues accounted for 70% of advocacy cases, with key concerns including public safety, accessibility, unsafe living conditions, and support with transfer requests. These issues underscore the critical need for accessible housing, highlighting the importance of individual advocacy services and the need for systemic improvements in social housing policies. PWDA acknowledges the funding provided by the New South Wales Department of Communities and Justice for DAFP services. Disability Advocacy Futures Program, Education. PWDA supported 114 individual cases of advocacy under the Disability Advocacy Futures Program, Education, DAFP-E, a 500% increase year on year. Funded by the New South Wales Government Department of Education, PWDA provides individual advocacy support through the DAFP-E to students with disability in New South Wales public schools and their families and guardians across the Sydney, southeastern Sydney and southwestern Sydney local health districts. Thanks to the dedication of PWDA's advocates and project officers, this year the DAFP-E saw the program further develop, supporting 114 student matters. Growing case numbers highlight the increased awareness of the program as it moved into its second full year and reflects its increasing effectiveness. The program was also highly commended for its work by the Department of Education. The uptake of education-focused individual advocacy also underlines the need for continued advocacy support for students with disability. PWDA advocates supported students and their families with a variety of issues, including facilitating meetings between families and schools. Outcomes included improving individual education plans, IEPs, securing increased school learning support officer, SLSO, resources, increasing integration funding support, IFS, and SLSO support, and assisting student transfers. Advocates also secured commitments from schools to adopt more inclusive practices, improve transport arrangements, and provide access to allied health supports both within and outside of school settings. Client testimonial. Quote, "Everyone I spoke to at PWDA were very attentive and perceptive, understanding the problems I was trying to resolve better than I did sometimes. This was particularly the case with my advocate. She was always realistic about what I could aim for, whilst demonstrating complete determination to have my needs heard and acknowledged, and then followed through to receiving the outcome organisations claim to provide for people in my situation. It is something I'm not good at, and I've learnt a lot out of the process, on top of my problem being resolved. I'm going to go forward to future situations much better prepared." End quote. PWDA acknowledges the funding that the New South Wales Department of Education provides via the New South Wales Department of Communities and Justice for the DAFP Education Services. Case Study: John. John is a young student with disability who is enrolled in a mainstream New South Wales public primary school. Due to his age and disability, John cannot travel independently to and from school. John's parents contacted PWDA after their application for John to access the Assisted School Travel Program, ASTP, was denied. They were informed the application was unsuccessful because John was enrolled in a mainstream school and the program was said to be available only to students who attend a support unit or a school for specific purposes, SSP. How we helped. The PWDA advocate explored appeal options for the ASTP and confirmed the service could, in fact, be provided to students in mainstream schools if mobility issues were present. John's parents confirmed mobility was an issue for him. The advocate then assisted the parents in obtaining evidence of John's mobility issues from his occupational therapist and assisted in submitting an appeal to the ASTP panel. In the appeal, the advocate raised concerns that the ASTP policy appeared to be focused on school setting and type of disability rather than the rights of all students with disability to access education, potentially making the policy discriminatory. Outcomes achieved. As a result of the appeal, the ASTP panel reviewed John's application and found him to be eligible for the program. John's application was approved, and he is now able to access the Assisted School Travel Program. The names of the people in this case study have been changed. Disability Housing Advocacy Service. PWDA supported 113 cases of individual advocacy under the Disability Housing Advocacy Service, DHAS, and assisted 219 people via the 1800 Disability Housing Information Line, DHIL. The DHAS and DHIL, both funded by the New South Wales Government Department of Communities and Justice, DCJ, support people with disability living in supported accommodation across New South Wales who have tenancy-related issues. Over the past 12 months, we observed a steady demand for direct individual advocacy support. The COVID-19 pandemic also changed the way clients prefer to engage with us, driving a 70% increase in demand for the helpline. PWDA advocates helped address tenancy issues, preventing housing breakdowns, and helped protect a vulnerable cohort from abuse, unnecessary evictions, and homelessness. PWDA advocates also assisted clients with Administrative Appeals Tribunal, AAT, cases. These included appeals related to insufficient accommodation funding, rejections of funding applications, and requests for housing equipment. Client testimonial. Quote, "My advocate was completely professional, understanding, easy to communicate with, well-informed, explained the process very clearly. We would highly recommend PWDA to anyone who needed this level of help with their supported disability accommodation provider. We could not have done this without their support, and we will be forever grateful to have had help from PWDA." End quote. PWDA acknowledges funding from the New South Wales Government Department of Communities and Justice, DCJ, that makes the DHAS and DHIL available. Case study: Wanda. Wanda is a 47-year-old woman with complex support needs, including significant functional impairment and intellectual disability. She is a resident of a shared living facility. Wanda's safety was at risk because her specialist disability accommodation, SDA, and supported independent living, SIL, providers did not provide appropriate support. Because her accommodation could not be safely maintained, she was facing homelessness or long-term hospitalisation. Wanda contacted PWDA for support to address the service issues and maintain her accommodation. How we helped. After meeting with Wanda, her parents and the SDA and SIL providers, it became clear that significant changes were required to ensure her ongoing safety and access to accessible accommodation. This required changes to the SDA category, additional supports, and assistive technologies and equipment. Wanda's advocate helped her to contact her clinical specialists and key supports to obtain the necessary evidence that explained the risks to her health and demonstrated the positive impact that additional services would have on her situation. The advocate helped support and encourage Wanda through this lengthy process and regularly engaged the services involved to ensure that her voice was heard. Outcomes achieved. Wanda was able to achieve her goal of living safely and independently in the community. The names of the people in this case study have been changed. PWDA Redress Project. PWDA supported 132 clients under the Redress Project. The PWDA Redress Project helps adult survivors of institutional child sexual abuse with disability engage with the National Redress Scheme, in brackets, SCHEME. We offer a trauma-informed service that supports survivors in seeking acknowledgement for the harm they've endured. PWDA advocates assist survivors to access and fully participate in the National Redress Scheme. This year, the PWDA Redress Team achieve substantial growth in client support, with new client numbers increasing by 53% from the previous year. PWDA advocates continue to support clients to safely navigate the complex application process and make informed choices about accessing the scheme. This included providing support to access free legal services and counselling, ensuring their accessibility needs were met, and obtaining direct personal responses from the agencies listed in their application. The PWDA Redress Team continued to improve access to the scheme by engaging in community outreach work, including holding workshops, travelling to regional and remote New South Wales, and engaging with our disability community to provide valuable information about the scheme. This year, we also continued our collaboration with other New South Wales redress support services to run workshops for services and organisations. These workshops provided valuable information about the scheme and highlighted the role redress support services can play in assisting clients to participate safely and successfully in the scheme. PWDA acknowledges the Australian Government Department of Social Services funding that makes the PWDA Redress Project available. Image. PWDA Manager and Specialist Advocate Redress, Linda Wisem, and Project Officer, Tessa Newman, at a Disability Community Expo. Case Study. Brad. Brad engaged PWDA's redress team to assist with his application to the National Redress Scheme and support him throughout his redress journey. Brad is a man who cannot read or write, and his neurodiversity affects his communication and social interactions. These challenges often lead to Brad being stigmatized and misunderstood by others. He also has multiple physical disabilities. As a child, Brad was institutionalized and experienced childhood sexual abuse. Because Brad has difficulty trusting others, it was very difficult for him to share his story and complete his redress application. Brad was extremely courageous and persisted. How we helped. The PWDA redress advocate worked closely with Brad, building rapport and understanding his preferred communication methods so they could best support him. The advocate supported Brad throughout his entire redress journey, including filling out the application, gathering supporting documents, providing information and support throughout the process, and liaising with lawyers and the National Redress Scheme. Outcomes achieved. Brad received a full offer of redress, which he accepted. The advocate continued to assist Brad in completing his paperwork and applying for counselling, financial counselling, and a direct personal response, apology, from the institution. Brad was extremely happy with the outcome of the redress process. The names of the people in this case study have been changed. Engage In. Engage In Project. PWDA supported 54 clients under the Engage In Project. Over the last 12 months, PWDA's Engage In Project has achieved substantial growth in client numbers despite the significant barriers to reaching people with disability in closed settings. The project experienced a 90% increase in referrals and a 237% increase in new client numbers. Engage In advocates work side by side with people with psychosocial disability who are exiting closed settings, helping them identify goals and connect with services and supports. Across the year, the Engage In team supported clients in connecting back to their communities, building their confidence and skills to maximise choice and control, and reducing the risk of returning to the closed setting. The model of individual advocacy support provided by Engage In is directed by the person with disability and is trauma-informed in its operation. Client testimonial. Quote, "For me, it was really important and nice that I was not judged, felt safe and made to feel adequate. My advocate was caring, kind, and very professional." End quote. This year, the Engage In team delivered 17 training sessions on engaging confidently with psychosocial disability to PWDA staff and a range of external service providers. The team also continued to lead a community of practice, COP, for the disability sector, facilitating access to knowledge and expertise that service providers might not easily gain on their own, such as industry trends, techniques, and practices to improve how they work with people with psychosocial disability. The project has employed 6 people with lived experience of psychosocial disability over the last 12 months, including the program manager and advocates. PWDA acknowledges the funding provided by the Australian Government Department of Social Services, DSS, under an Information Linkages and Capacity Building Grant for the Engage In Project. The funding concluded in June 2024. PWDA is actively seeking new funding to continue this important work. Case Study. Bill. Bill was referred to PWDA by their legal aid lawyer after sustaining multiple injuries from violent assaults while on remand, which had resulted in physical disabilities, including acquired brain injuries and significant memory issues. Bill's condition had worsened significantly as he did not receive timely medical attention. Bill was eventually admitted to the hospital for medical treatment and assessments, where he experienced significant delays, waiting over 4 hours for tests. While in the hospital, he was prescribed nerve pain medication, but this medication was not permitted in the prison, leaving him in considerable pain. Bill's requests for medical records and discharge summaries from the prison were ignored. How we helped. An Engage In advocate intervened by contacting Justice Health New South Wales to obtain further information and assist Bill in accessing his medical records from the hospital. This intervention was vital in ensuring Bill received the necessary documentation to understand and manage his health conditions. The Engage In project aided Bill and his family, offering them some relief and assurance that Bill was not falling through the cracks. Outcomes. The assistance provided by the Engage In project highlighted the neglect Bill faced and ensured that he received some level of care and support. This case demonstrates the importance of independent external advocacy for incarcerated individuals with disability. The names of the people in this case study have been changed.